You're listening to The Country Hour on ABC Radio Queensland.
Now, anti-mining protests come in all shapes, forms, sizes, everything from singing, knitting nanas to fiercely protected battle lines between police and activists who are willing to put their bodies and, in some cases, even their freedom on the line for the cause they believe in. But today at Queensland's Parliament House, those angry scenes were a mile away because the message was all about love. On Valentine's Day and the first official day of parliamentary proceedings, Families Against Fossil Fuels invited the Queensland Country Hour along to a special ceremony with a serious message.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to witness the reaffirmation of Jodie and John's wedding vows. They would also like to reaffirm their steadfast commitment to protecting the land, air and water of this beautiful country for future generations.
There's no love lost between activists and the mining interests they oppose. But today on Valentine's Day, a group of anti-mining campaigners have taken a somewhat novel approach to getting their voices heard with an appeal directed straight at the heart. John and Jodie Wyborn met and fell in love while protesting coal seam gas at the Bentley blockade in northern New South Wales. So as the parliamentary year kicks off in Queensland, they decided to spend a day dedicated to lovers to reaffirm their love for each other and the planet by renewing their wedding vows right here on the doorstep of Parliament House.
Endeavours to protect Mother Earth.
I do.
Jodie, do you reaffirm the vows that you made on your wedding day to love John, comfort him, honour and protect him, and be faithful as long as you both shall live? And do you also reaffirm that you will go hand in hand with John to do all that you can to stop the coal seam gas industry from contaminating the atmosphere and our precious water, as well as people's lives?
I do.
John and Jodie, as man and wife, do you promise to work together to stop the frackers from injecting?
So what would drive a couple to spend Valentine's Day in possibly the most unromantic of settings, Parliament House? Here, the bride and groom are flanked not by flower girls, but instead their trusty climate guardian angels. There's anti-mining placards and banners, and what marriage renewal ceremony wouldn't be complete without a full cordon of security guards hovering nearby. Well, John and Jodie, it's nearly 40 degrees here. You've turned up resplendent in your bridal gown and suit to renew your wedding vows. What have you set out to achieve?
Well, we're doing absolutely everything we can to defend this country, the people of this country. Basically, what we've got is people of been run roughshod over by the government and by corporations that embed together, and it's just completely undemocratic. It's a disgrace that we should actually be putting up with this at all, and we're making a stand as strong as we possibly can.
You've set out to renew your vows today. Now, some that perhaps are more cynical than others might say that that's making a bit of a stunt out of your marriage vows. What would you say to anyone that's feeling a bit sceptical about your reasons for being here today?
This is what we are. We're protectors, and this is our number one cause, is to defend life on Earth. And a part of our marriage is defending life on Earth. This is what we do. This is what we come together as, and we love each other for that.
And Jodie, what does it mean for you to find a soulmate like John that does share your passion and commitment?
I'm blessed. I'm very blessed. And we weren't afraid. We were going to face up to 800 riot police when they were going to turn up at Bentley, and the government withdrew the contract, the licence as they call it. So we're not afraid, but we need to protect. The Great Artesian Basin needs protecting.
What kind of commitment does it take for you both to come here, Speaker's Corner, every month, not just on Valentine's Day, to be a part of Families Against Fossil Fuels?
It's busy. Life is really busy. I go to work. We've got the kids. They go to school. But Queensland needs protecting. We want the industry shut down. It's dangerous.
Unnecessary. It's completely unnecessary. And for all the reasons that they're telling us it is necessary, it's simply because they've sold us out because they're greedy and corrupt.
Having listened to the wedding vows and the renewal of vows, I should say, between John and Jodie, it's obvious that the sentiments that they're expressing are very genuine.
Yes.
But this is not a one-off appearance here on Valentine's Day. Members of Families Against Fossil Fuels have been turning up here every month for, what, more than 12 months?
Yes.
Why do you do it?
Because we care. We personally know people who are living in the gas fields in our Western Downs. We know what's happened to our food bowl. We know what's happening to the underground aquifers. We know what's happening to the Condamine River. The government doesn't want to look into.
But you're here, you're outside Parliament House in the Speaker's Corner.
Yes.
The decision makers are in there, they're in Parliament House. Are they listening?
No, they're very good at ignoring us. They don't want to know about what we're doing. They don't want to accept that there's anything that's amiss. They seem to think that the gas companies are using best possible practice, world's best practice, which is a fallacy. There's no baseline studies done.
Leah Smuhar, you're here at Parliament House. I can see many people are interested in what you're doing. Some people are opposed to what you're doing. They support the jobs and the economic development that comes with the mining interests. But there's also a large group of Queenslanders that don't seem to care either way. Maybe it's apathy. Maybe they do put their trust in the regulators in a way that you've just expressed that you don't.
Mm.
But it is often pointed out by supporters of the minerals sector that we all drive cars, we all heat or cool our homes accordingly. We all rely on energy in thousands of ways in our everyday lives. Is opposing fossil fuels in the way that Families Against Fossil Fuels does a realistic position to take?
Absolutely realistic. They've already accepted there's more jobs and more growth in the renewables sector. It's all lies and propaganda. It's absolute spin by the fossil fuel companies. There's so much to lose by continuing down this road. There's so much to be gained by looking into renewables. We already have like one of the hottest climates. What is it going to be today? 35 degrees? What's it been all week? It's so darned hot.
Picked a great day for a white wedding. If I do say so myself, as I wipe my brow.
Yes, as I wipe my brow too. it's just negligent not to be looking into renewables.
All right, but we are here. We're gathered here for a joyous occasion, the renewal of the wedding vows of John and Jody.
Yes.
What does that reflect or represent in your campaign, Families Against Fossil Fuels?
It just goes to show the love and commitment that when people join together, the power that they have. People have the power. Love and commitment to the land, to the country, to each other, to water, to future generations. It's all about love. It's all about love.
It's all about love, says Leah Smuhar from the Families Against Fossil Fuels campaign, gathered at Speaker's Corner, as they do every month, but especially today on the first day of parliamentary proceedings. I wonder how much love there will be inside the House when question time gets underway in only a little while. Certainly, if you are interested, you can. It was a lovely morning to be down there for the renewal of vows ceremony. You can check out my photos from Jody and John's special moment on the Queensland Country Hour Facebook page. One listener has sent in a response on the text line 0487 993 222. Somebody listening in central western Queensland says people, animals, plants, crops, towns, and farms all need water. Now, I'm not quite sure if that is in relation to our earlier story on the changes to the Northern Basin or perhaps the Acland mining decision, which is also imminent. That's likely to be handed down in the next hour or so. But thank you very much for your comment.